Oh, what a buzzer beater! Buzzer beater! Buzzer beater!
it's just I've waited to hit record until you said the horrible thing you were gonna say.
That's way less cool. I thought we snuck it in under the buzzer.
Oh my god, dude, you have a sweatshirt on that says positive vibes only.
It's the bar gambling.
Don't make that look at me, Kevin. That's a medical tool. I'm allowed
it's the bar stool, it's the bar stool sweatshirt and the over hat. He's a stoolie.
Kev, did you ever get your sweatshirt when you spent $100 for no reason?
I do, and it's very soft. I use it as my cigar smoking sweater.
Dude, yeah, these sweatshirts are actually like really soft.
They're really soft. Yeah, they're really warm. All right, so college football bowl games, boys. We're back with the bowl games here. And this first episode, next week we'll talk about the rest of the slate, including the playoff. But today we're going to talk about the really important bowl games. The ones that happen from December 17th through December 23rd. So you got some real barn burners, starting off with the Bahamas Bowl. The Bahamas Bowl. They're only doing it in the Bahamas to make these two teams actually appealing to watch. Middle Tennessee and Toledo. Middle Tennessee is 6-6, and they're also 6-6 against the spread. Toledo is also 7-5 and 7-5 against the spread. The line is Toledo minus 10.
What?
Yeah. That's the line on Caesars and on MyBookie.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boys, I'm going to take Toledo and the points here. I think that Middle Tennessee is not that good. Well, actually, you know what? 10, though, in a game like this?
It's a lot of points.
That is a lot of points. I think I'll just take them. The 10. You're taking the 10?
Yeah, I'll take minus 10.
Why? What do you think? What's your
well, they're 7-5 against the spread, so okay. And Middle Tennessee is 6-6. And it's only a plus 300 money line if you take one. Yeah, I'm taking minus 10.
Yeah. Over under how many this game
kids,
is
do we know how many kids from either of the schools are not playing in the bowl game?
The over under is 49.5. I don't know. I kind of like the over here. I don't know, though. Doesn't look like two defensive powerhouses.
No, I think Toledo minus 10 is the way to go. Of course, Dustin, knowing my luck, Middle Tennessee will score in the last play of the game. So
that's fair. That's fair. I'm going over. I don't know either team, but I think that Bahamas Bowl. Where is it? In the Bahamas?
Pretty sure.
Because how lit would – I would much rather play in the Bahamas Bowl than, like, in Georgia or something, you know?
That's oddly specific.
Like, why not instead
of – Yeah, Nassau. It's in Nassau, Bahamas, yeah.
Why not instead of, like, trying to make it into the playoffs but then not making it into the playoffs and then playing in, like, freaking, like, Ohio or something in a good bowl game – why would you not just want to play in a bad bowl game in the Bahamas?
I'm going to need you to make a pick here.
Over.
So Justin and I have the over. MJ has the points. The over. Minus 10.
Yes.
All right. The tail greeter. Dude, part of the fun of this stuff is the bowl game names. The tail greeter cure bowl.
I got to know what that is. Hold on.
Is that like meat curing? You know what I mean? Is that what that is?
I'm not allowed to say what I was
going to
say.
All right, it's a cure for something, but what's tail greeter? Oh, it's a tailgate experience company. Okay.
Northern Illinois versus Coastal Carolina. Northern Illinois is 9-4, 8-4-1 against the spread. Coastal Carolina 10-2, 5-6-1 against the spread. It's Coastal Carolina minus 11, so I'm taking plus 11 Northern Illinois.
I'll take the over.
Over under is 63. You're taking the under?
I'll take the over. 63? I'll take the over.
Oh, over is 63. Okay.
Yeah. Coastal Carolina could put up some points. I'll take that.
Northern Illinois is so good against the spread, though. I'm taking that plus she points.
Clears. Yeah, I'll take the Northern Illinois.
plus 11
just on the money line.
Yeah, with the points, with the points, with the points. Okay. Jesus, no.
Yeah, I was gonna say Coastal, that's a hell of a money line pick, my friend.
Coastal Carolina kind of fell hard this year, huh?
They really did. They really did.
What are you talking about? They have two losses.
No, but I mean they haven't looked nearly as like they were dominant as they did. Yeah,
they were like they were two not losses. They weren't my betting person or team.
Remember, two losses in college is like eh.
They were Ryan Noblet's like betting team last year.
Yeah, they were his go-to. They were his much this year. Yours was Wake Forest until like the last couple of games. Wasn't it?
Wake Forest.
Weren't you riding Wake Forest pretty hard?
I rode Wake Forest and then I bet against Wake Forest on Pitt and I won that too. So I've been doing good recently. I'm up a ton.
So those are the bowl games tomorrow. Saturday, December 18th, Western Kentucky Hilltoppers versus the Appalachian State, whatever they are, Mounties? I don't even know. It's the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl. So it's in Boca. Nice weather there for both these teams that do not play in nice areas.
That's my new financial goal in life. I want to name a bowl game.
Western Kentucky is 8-5, 9-4 against the spread. Appalachian State is 10-3, 8-5 against the spread. Line is App State -3, over under 66.5. I am gonna go with App State -3. I bet against them earlier in the year and got burned.
I'm going Western Kentucky +3.
I'm going Western Kentucky +3-2. Their quarterback is insane. That Bailey Zappe kid, he's going to get drafted in the late rounds this year. But I think he has like the most passing yards in college football this year. He's real good. And also, does Western – nope. Yep, going to say, does Western Kentucky still exist?
You bet.
Like the western part of the state?
Oh, you mean – wow, dude, tornado. Wow, wow. Tornado. Wow.
It was a question. It was a real question.
Wow.
It was a real
freaking question. Wow, man. Because people are out there hoping they still have their houses, and you're in here like, oh, did they still have half the state? You're a terrible human being.
No.
Positive vibes only. You're a terrible human being.
Positive vibes only.
You're a terrible person.
You know, like when Georgia's bulldog dies and they get a new bulldog and then
oh
like
my God.
Listen, and it's a mascot game.
You're comparing the death of a bulldog to destruction across the state?
Oh, wow. Sorry, Kevin. I didn't realize dog lives weren't as important. Michael Vick. Kevin Vick over here.
My gosh.
Spin zone.
I have two dogs. And every time you're in the presence of a dog, you're petting it going, you're going to die tonight. We're off track.
No, I don't.
Yes, you, MJ, you've seen it.
I'm not,
he does it to Bill's dogs.
I'm not commenting on anything that just took place.
I'm being serious. I'm going to ask Ryan if it happened in Western Kentucky or not, because if it did, then I'm even more on Western Kentucky. Revenge game against tornadoes.
MJ,
but to bounce off of his point though, real quick.
Revenge game.
What point?
No. If you look back over the past couple of years, if there was any sort of natural disaster in an area, they generally won one of the major championships.
Who was it? Was
yeah,
it
for sure.
Houston, the Astros.
LSU.
I think that was that year. LSU.
New Orleans Saints. Katrina.
Yeah, like there's generally a natural disaster. Somebody wins a major title.
Yeah, Tulane only lost to Oklahoma by 5 after being literally displaced by a hurricane that week.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
Like, I'd love to ask, if someone looked – you need to stop talking. But if someone actually looked up that stat, I think that would be really interesting to see.
Would be.
Thank you. See, now MJ put it in a really good light. Justin's over here like, oh, man, people died. Let's capitalize off this.
No. I said Western Kentucky University was going to capitalize on it. If you're mad at anyone, be mad at
me. Oh, my God. UTEP and Fresno State in the PUBG Mobile New Mexico Bowl. Isn't that game?
That's the adult version of
Fortnite.
Yes.
It was like the other Fortnite.
Well, all right.
You shoot someone like Golden Rays doesn't come out of them. I don't know how that works.
Texas El Paso and Fresno State. I've been a big Fresno State fan all year. Not as much as Rico Bosco, but I've been a big Fresno State guy. UTEP is 7-5 record and against the spread. Fresno State is 9-3, 8-4 against the spread. It's a minus 11.5 is the line, and the over-under is 51.5. I'm going to go I might tease this line down to 10 with Fresno.
I'll take UTEP with the points.
I think I'm going to go. Did you say how much is the over? 50.5? 53.5?
54.5. Wait, sorry, 51.5. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Just like that bet I had the other weekend where it was 51.5.
And, and 51, it's so stupid.
It was the last part of the last leg of the parlay. I was just, oh no.
Yeah, I think I might go over. No. No, I'll go UTEP. I'm going UTEP with the points, with the points.
Okay, Justin and I both took UTEP.
And I'm teasing Fresno to 10. All right. Let's
see. The what? The Radiance Technology Independence. They're just putting words together at this point.
Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. UAB versus BYU. I always love UAB just because their logo is sick. But
awful against the spread.
Yeah, UAB is 8-4, 9-3 against the spread. BYU 10-2, 5-7 against the spread. The line is BYU minus 7. Over under on this game is 54.5. I'm taking UAB in the points here, fellas.
I'm taking the under. I bet every single UAB under, regardless of what happens.
Look at the hat you're wearing. Look at the hat you're wearing. You can't bet the under while wearing that hat.
I bet the under positively.
All right, this is going to be one of my first upsets. I'm going to take UAB on the money line.
That's a good pick.
I don't hate that. You know, plus 220, that's pretty sweet.
Didn't they like get their?
I just feel like a lot of the teams with two losses. I just feel like a lot of the teams that have one or two losses like feel gypped that they're not in a better bowl game and just don't care.
Well, and UAB's just been absolutely great against the spread. So, all right, the Lending Tree Bowl.
See, that's okay. That's the name of a company. Like, that's fine.
Eastern Michigan and Liberty. Emu is 7-5, 5-7 against the spread. Liberty also 7-5, 6-6 against the spread. Not great if you're betting the spread here. It's minus 9.5 for Liberty. I don't trust that at all. Over under in this game is 58.5. I'm going to take the over.
I will also take the over. I don't like the line at all.
No, I don't trust the line here at all.
Solidarity.
Oh, you'll take the over now. Okay.
I will.
wearing the hat, you'll take the over. How did
Liberty started out as like, hey, maybe they're like a top 15 team, and then they just plummeted. That
Malik Willis died.
That Liberty is falling off. Like Coastal Carolina. Yeah, Liberty not died. Bad. Liberty.
Yeah.
Weren't they one of the like undefeated teams at one point?
Mm-hmm. They were ranked. They were ranked.
Willis. People were like, is Malik Willis?
Wait, what conference going in, like, is Liberty top in?
Three?
Are they American Athletic? I don't know.
Let me check.
It's not my a real country. Tis a anyway. Thing. Next question.
Liberty.
Well, like, see the next bowl.
real quick. I've been having this horrible thing going on with my brain where I'll like someone will bring something up and I'll say, okay, I'll look it up. And instead of me looking up like what I'm supposed to be looking up, I'll type just one word of it. So just now I just typed Googled Liberty. Like that's not going to come up with the university. The other day, what did I Google? Polynesian. Lisa was talking about like a place in Disney. And instead of me looking up like Polynesian Resort, I just typed in Polynesian and it gave me like a history of what Polynesia was. And I was like, huh. And I started scrolling through and it's all history about what Polynesia is. And I'm like, I might be the world's worst Googler.
No, Nadav is, but yeah. Anyway, the next bowl is a terrible name. The Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl presented by Stifel.
See, that's a problem. That, again, is words just put together.
How much money did Jimmy Kimmel? He probably dropped a couple million on that. Because
I think it's $3 million.
More than a couple million for sure.
Liberty's independent, and it's by the way.
Well, yeah, and he's in there, I guess, with this Stifel company. So, but this is featuring one of my favorite college football teams this year, and that's Utah State. They've had such a fun year. They're 10-3, 9-4 against the spread, facing Oregon State, 7-5, 6-5 against the spread. Oregon State is favored -7. No way. I'm taking Utah State money line here. Ooh. Utah State money line.
I'll take them with the points. But yeah, I like Utah State too.
I think the Aggies are really, really good.
I'll take Utah State money line as well. I don't know what the big deal about OSU is, but
I think they just play better.
But I think 7's really high for that.
Okay, so like
what?
So the next bowl game makes sense. It's a name of a company and a destination.
Sorry, he's moving on. Literally froze and came back.
Didn't
freeze for me.
Louisiana and Marshall, the R and L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. All right. Oh, wow. Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns, and Marshall. By the way, boys, you want to feel old? Chad Pennington's son just declared to Marshall.
Chad Penny. He was good for like a season or two.
Couple seasons with the Jets. He was pretty solid. He was pretty solid. And that's then we went to Miami.
Yeah,
Miami ruined him.
Yeah.
But Louisiana is 12-1, 6-7 against the spread, though. Marshall 7-5, 6-6 against the spread. It is -5. Over under is 55.
Over.
I'm going to take. Whoa. Yeah, I'm taking the over too. Over 55 for sure. Louisiana does score quite a bit.
Yeah, I'll take the over because
solidarity.
Yeah. All right. Yes, we agree on something. Wow.
It's funny, as we're clicking through this, I'm adding them to my bet slip, and I haven't like said which ones I'm parlaying yet. So it just says bet slip 8 plus 27,407. All right. Monday, December 20th, Old Dominion and Tulsa in the Myrtle Beach Bowl presented by Tax Act. Oh, God.
Again, I'm okay with that. It's a location and then the company. That's fine.
There should be 10 bowls.
You should have to win. You should have to win 8 to 10 games to get no bowl game. Also,
like
I think 6 is way too low.
65 to 70% win percentage should be like
50-50 should not get you into.
We can't get Old Dominion into a bowl game. This is ridiculous.
Old Dominion is 6-6, 9-3 against the spread. Tulsa also 6-6, 7-5 against the spread. Tulsa's favored -9.5, over under 52.5. I'm going with Old Dominion to cover here, boys. +9. I have it +9 on my bookie.
Said 52.5?
Yeah.
Over.
The hat is talking now.
I just keep going over. Except that one.
I'll take
Are you marking your bets, Justin?
Mm-hmm. On my phone.
Okay. MJ, have you been marking yours?
I have not. I should have been doing that. So, I feel like we're too far.
We'll
I feel like we're
back to it. It's all good.
Yeah, I can just, if you post it quickly, I can listen to it before tomorrow.
All right.
Hold on, let me start marking them now. Hold on.
Yeah, all right, let's just go back through them real quick. Middle Tennessee and Toledo. I think, MJ, you said you were going to go. I went over in that game.
Kevin Keenan Allen hurt his ankle. He might be done for this season.
No, it's all right. I have a bye week this week, so.
An Arlie? Oh, never mind. Yeah, that's right.
Because dropped his whole team.
I took Toledo -10.
You got Toledo -10. Northern Illinois, Coastal Carolina. I had +11.
I took Coastal Carolina. I took the over in that game.
Okay. Western Kentucky, App State. Didn't you both take Western Kentucky +3?
We did. That was our riveting discussion on revenge games
and tornadoes.
I didn't say it. You did.
UTEP and Fresno State. I have Fresno State -11. No, -10. But you took, I think you guys took the over. Am I right there?
Which one? UTEP?
Fresno State?
Over.
I think you both took the over.
Yeah.
Okay.
UAB, BYU. I took +7.
UAB.
I took the under on that.
I took UAB on the money line.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I bet UAB unders. That's what I do.
Eastern Michigan Liberty, over 58 and a half is what I took.
Mm-hmm. Over for me too. Mm.
I think we all took the over there, right?
Yeah, I think that's the only one we agreed on.
Oregon State, Utah State. I have Utah State money line. I think you do too, MJ. Yes. I think you said you'd join me on that. Yeah. Plus 7.5. Is that what it is on Barstool?
That's what I have on Barstool, yeah.
Huh. That's pretty nice.
Okay.
And then you should smash that as soon as possible.
Yeah, we all took the over on Louisiana and Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then Old Dominion. Tulsa-Old Dominion. We just did. Plus 9. MJ, what did you take?
I didn't say anything yet. I think I'll take.
Oh.
We were just here. So
yeah.
I'm going to take Old Dominion plus 9.5.
Justin? Did you say over? Didn't you stay over?
Yeah, I'm going over.
I think Justin, you said over.
I'll just keep doing over. I haven't done a spread.
Here we go. Kev, I like the name of the next bowl.
I love the name of this one. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Always good. This is a 3:30 kickoff on Tuesday, December 21st. Kent State, 7-6, 6-7 against the spread. Wyoming, 6-6, 4-7-1 against the spread is Wyoming. They are favored by 3, and the line is 59.5. Kent State was terrible in the MAC championship. I'm going to go. Ooh. Oh, man. Under 58.5.
I'm going to take Kent State on the money line.
Really?
Yep.
Man, they did not look good in their last game.
Kev, I got to spice up some of these parlays.
That's fair.
I'm gonna go under as well.
Then take that hat off.
I can't do over on every bet.
Then don't wear that hat.
Then don't wear the hat. Yeah, don't be in the overs club if you're gonna just
bet. I have like 84% overs.
You just told me like 20 minutes ago that there's a point in the day where you're in a bad mood and you have a sweatshirt on that says positive vibes only. You probably shouldn't wear that.
Oh, yeah, I was like, bad mood. I was like, oh no, I wouldn't consider that a bad mood. It's a sweet relief.
Stop talking. Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl. This is Texas, San Antonio and San Diego State. UTSA is 12-1, 9-4 against the spread. They're favored -2 versus the Aztecs at 11-2, 6-6-1 against the spread. I'm taking UTSA -2. The over-under is 49.
I will take -2 as well.
And -2 is just such a good bet any game. Like, it's just such a good bet.
By a field goal. Love it.
And then finally, boys, my boys here in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, the Mizzou Tigers versus Army. Mizzou is 6-6, 3-9 against the spread. They are garbage against the spread. Army is 8-4, 6-6 against the spread. Army's favored by 4. I'm taking Mizzou money line here, boys.
I'm taking the under hard.
I'm taking Mizzou's money line only because the only good spot of their defense the last 2 weeks of the season have been their run defense, and Army's going to run the football a lot.
And
so
that's why the under is going to be great.
Yeah, no, I'd go with the under two if I could double my bets here, but I can't. So plus 155, give me that Mizzou money line.
Oh, can we agree that the Army-Navy football game sucks?
You hate America.
Wait, you hate America.
From
a football standpoint?
Yeah, like we pretend it's good football. It's good fanfare. It's a cool thing. I'd even like to maybe go to the game someday. But it's a trash
game. I like the whole fanfare around it. It's awesome. But yeah, no, the game is awful. They scored 33 points last week.
Update here in our fantasy chaos. Bill says, told me I wouldn't make the playoffs. I was hoping for more bloodshed. Bobby Kennedy says, but you made the playoffs, Bill. But the app said I didn't. Oh, well, Merry Christmas.
Dude, petition to boot him from the –
I'm so mad at him right now.
I was trying very hard, and then Derrick Henry got hurt. My whole team fell apart.
It literally could be the difference between someone winning hundreds of dollars because Bill dropped his entire team before the playoffs. Like, he literally like Bobby
no,
the
what,
best
what kills
quarterback.
Me, this year, my only bad loss was to Kevin. I lost to Bobby by 0.4. Justin and I beat you. Bill somehow beat me 1 week. I don't know how that happened. I think it's when Tom Brady threw 7 touchdowns. But
you beat me?
Yeah, I beat you.
Sorry, I just had so few losses that it was like, I don't even remember it happening.
This guy.
You're a terrible person.
I definitely beat you.
Let me look.
Or was it Jeremy? I don't know. If somebody with a J Mandia, I beat one.
I only lost to 2 people. Did it, Kevin? I thought I lost to you maybe, but I know I lost to what's his face? I think I lost to, no, I did lose to you. I lost 123. 110? What happened to my team?
I think Derrick Henry had 55 points.
No, I think Derrick Henry was hurt at that point.
Oh.
I had no. The issue was I had 110 points. I had CeeDee Lamb, DJ Moore, and Kadarius Toney combined for like 10 points. Slick. Anyway, sorry. That's super.
Don't worry, guys. I'll take Bobby down this week. It's happening.
Please do. I don't think it is, but please do.
Austin Ekeler, he has Tyreek Hill and Austin Ekeler both, and he's only up by 2 points on me.
Yeah, but what is he projected?
He's projected more points than I am, Justin. Do you feel better about yourself now?
I looked at it earlier because I was like, I hope MJ upsets him. And then I looked and I was like, there's no way he's going to do that. Yeah, cool. So, I don't even know if I made my bet, but I'm betting against Missouri is uber blacklisted for me. Like every time I bet on them, they suck. Although every time I bet against them,
they're also the best team in America. 3 times this year, I put them in a parlay, and they just screwed up everything.
But the thing is,
we got a top 10 recruiting class coming, boys. It's going to get better, I promise.
It's not going to matter. No, they're all going to transfer once the NIL gets a hold of some of those boys. They're going to send them right back to Bama.
How about Dabo Sweeney going, we need to get back to school. This was about education. It's like, what?
Shut up.
You're just behind the doors is now everyone can do. So shut up. Shut up.
Yeah.
All didn't these they get like a $90 million football facility built?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they go back and forth. They like redo their like fitness centers and stuff every like 3 years to compete in recruiting with
apparently
other teams.
Penn State's getting a new one.
They need one though.
Well, that's why Missouri like 3 or so years ago made a huge new facility and everything to be able to attract these players.
Wait, they made a huge facility to still be 6-6. Good for them.
Dude, I hear you.
They have
what? All right, Kenny Pickett to skip the Peach Bowl.
I mean, that's
good. We need him healthy when the Steelers draft him.
If we can do that though, we can even close on this if you want, but like the fact that these bowl games, I see a lot of people on Twitter are like real mad about a lot of these players opting out of bowl games, but they literally
why wouldn't they opt out?
And like the only reason that bowl season's any type of good is because of betting. There's no other reason to want to
It's the right now over the next 2 weeks you have college basketball and bowl season. It's great.
Yeah, but other than that, like they just need to expand the playoff and just do that. If they expand the playoff, you don't need bowl games anymore.
Oh, dude, there was a great one the other night. My dad and I were talking about the expansion of the playoff, and I think he was extremely tired. I think he'd worked like a 16-hour day, and he goes, yeah, they need to take it up to 7 teams. I'm like, wait, why? And he goes, well, yeah, because, oh, no. No, yeah. I said yes, it does.
Yeah, yeah, they're gonna have to do an even number unless they use it like our league and for some reason I have a bye week this week.
But yeah, no, it needs to go to 8 teams. Let's just get over, like, shorten the season, drop 2 games off the schedule.
8 teams is all I want. All I want is 8 teams, and I think that's perfect. I don't want 12. I don't want more.
I want 12. I want 12 badly.
Yeah, but then they'd have if you're gonna go 12, you have to drop it to like 8-10 game season.
Yeah, because then you're going to be playing into freaking like mid-March.
You know what now though? Now that the NIL is a thing and these kids can get paid, like I used to think it was bad when they have to play that many games and are getting nothing out of it. But now that they can get paid, that's more exposure longer. And I guarantee there's some boost. Some of these contracts are, if you win a national title, there's more money in it. I guarantee there's a boost in it.
I don't know. I mean, I think at some point you got to cut the games just because of like weather wise. like teams are, unless you're going to hold the playoffs all in like California.
Arizona, I would do Nevada. The playoffs all in the South, either in Dome or all in the South.
But then that sucks for people trying to like travel, you know?
Yeah.
How sweet would like a home playoff game in like Michigan in January be though? Just a snowball. Maybe not that, Michigan. I'm sorry.
It sounds like it'd be like the Army Navy game. It doesn't sound great at all.
Would be pure trash. You're right.
It would be.
All right, boys.
The question for us.
Let's lean into our last things last here. MJ, we're going to start with you.
Mine's about Pickett, the kid from
Pitt. Go for it. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so happy the NCAA changed the rule immediately about the fake slide. Because if that's now legal to do the fake slide,
right,
you should be able to drill someone when they go into a
spear slide. The quarterback.
Like, there's no more protection. If you fake if they would allow that continue, there's no more sliding. Once you break the pocket, you are now a runner and you can be hit until you stop moving.
Right.
Like, if you go into a slide, you can still get drilled. I thought
now NCAA played that right. Yeah, they played that right.
Everyone was like, oh, what a fake. And I was like, that's trash. If I'm on the defense, like, yeah.
If I'm being honest, too, like, I know he got a lot of credit for how smart the fake slide was. I'm pretty sure he was, like, tripping.
Yeah, I don't know if he actually decided to do that.
I think his stride was too long. I think he took, like, a big stride like he was going to slide, and the guy didn't even, like, kind of look like he was going to be anywhere near him.
The defender pulled up because he was like, if he goes into a slide and I hit him, we lose this game.
Yeah.
Like, no, that – I'm sorry, that was absolute crap. The fact that it was getting celebrated as a smart play is that's trash.
I think he literally was just unathletically trying to cut, and it looked like a slide. So the defender pulls up, and then all of a sudden, hey, Daniel, ends up pulling up and letting him score.
Yeah, but that's my last things last. Now, the whole Pickett thing, the fact that it was getting celebrated on the internet, I was like, this is – I was so mad. I was looking at the defensive back that could have killed him in the middle of the field. Like, yeah, no. Because they all untensed as soon as they started to see him go down.
Yeah.
That caused that play to continue. Yeah, I'm sorry. Completely against that.
Yeah. Justin?
Good job, NCAA.
Mine is about the college coaching carousel that just happened. We saw probably, like, the best one in the past, like, 20 years with, you know, Kelly going to LSU in the dark of the night after being on recruiting visits.
And all of a sudden having a Cajun/Southern accent out of nowhere.
Cajun-Southern accent. Yeah, it was wild.
My family.
So that, you know, the Oregon coach leaving, there's all sorts of crazy stuff going on coaching-wise. Miami got a new coach. But my biggest thing was I saw Lane Kiffin was also complaining about the NIL. And basically said, these kids are only going to go where the money is.
As they should.
Lane Kiffin has not finished a single contract as a head coach in any school that he's ever been at. Like, literally, it is their their job when they're at school, basically, is to be an athlete and to bring millions of dollars into the university. And you're like, it really stinks that
they're one injury away. They're one injury away from never playing again.
Yeah, like, of using their criminal justice degree to do mall security. So like that was tough. I'm actually proud of that one though. So but my thing is like it's funny to watch the hypocrisy of these coaches that are literally getting tens of millions of dollars of contracts, leaving schools in like literally being in a recruit's house on Thursday and then leaving the school on a Saturday.
Well, dude, that guy from Notre Dame that came out and said, I just promised this kid all these things, and then I come out and the coach is gone.
He was in the person's house, came out, checked his phone, and the coach had left. And he's like, holy crap, I just pitched Brian Kelly to this kid for, like, you know, 30 minutes.
No, and also that, like, with Dabo Sweeney getting mad, all the big schools that were clearly already paying players and getting away with it now are like, oh, wait, everyone can do this? This isn't fair.
Yeah. Exactly. And the biggest thing to me is if we're going to play the whole they're student athletes, it should be student first, blah, blah, blah. Okay, they're students. We're trying to teach them what the real world's like. If I don't like my job today and I have another job that's going to offer me more money and better hours and better benefits or something, I'm just going to quit this job and take that job. Like,
well, that's life. That used to be the whole ridiculous thing about the transfer portal. that you'd have to sit out a year, yet a coach could leave and start coaching the next day.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, literally the next day. Yeah, so.
No.
I'm happy the NIL exists, and I'm also annoyed by the freaking, like, crying that the big schools, the
Well, like Florida State the other day, it's like, A, you could have had Deion Sanders as your coach.
Pay him more. Didn't even offer him, that was the big thing.
Or interview
him. Yeah, interview Deion Sanders.
And also, you knew part of the reason that recruit went is because of the money. You're Florida State. Find the money.
Yeah. You're a giant program.
Yeah, find the money. You can't go find someone that owns a business that will give him a contract for more than $1.5 million. Okay.
And the thing is, we don't even know that it was $1.5 million from what I've – because I consume a ton of, like, the Barstool stuff. From what I'm, like, listening to and reading, like, Big Cat's like, I don't know where these people are getting what they got, but we didn't pay him for that. Like, I think that it came from, like, the school and boosters, and maybe there was some, like, cool thing NIL-wise with Barstool. But Barstool's not worth enough to be giving, like, a few million dollars to one kid.
So, boys, I just watched this Donald Parham video. What's scariest about this? He didn't even get hit.
That's what I said. As I told you that. He didn't get hit. He literally caught a freaking touchdown, fell to the ground, and lost the ball. And he hit his head on the ground. I think that's what it's from.
I don't know where else it could be from. That is scary, dude. That is real scary.
Yeah.
Oof.
Like, rigid.
All right. My last thing's last. I've used this last thing's last a few times already, and I'm going to say it again, and MJ is going to disagree with me right off the bat. I know, but Mike Tomlin, you've got to go. You've got to go, Tomlin. You've got to go, Tomlin. You got to go.
You
got to go. It's time. Listen to me. As a fan, I had to sit through that entire Cincinnati Bengals Steelers game live in Cincinnati and watch a team so undisciplined and so poorly prepared. It was unbelievable to me. Unbelievable to me. There have been games like that for the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years. But the worst of it all happened last week with Chase Claypool showing just how undisciplined this team still is by doing the first down sign when you have to rush to clock the football to get a chance to tie and then maybe win the game in overtime. The fact that this is happening, you've had this happen with Antonio Brown, you've had this happen with a little bit with Juju, and now it's really happening with Chase Claypool. It is a problem. It is a culture problem the Steelers did not have with Bill Cowher. It is a culture problem they did not have with Chuck Knoll. They had it with Mike Tomlin. It's a problem. Tomlin, I'm tired of hearing his resume. Great. He's won a lot of games during the regular season. The man won one Super Bowl with a team that was constructed by his predecessor. He has not won one since. The man needs to go. I don't know who we get. I know that's going to be the first question people ask me. I don't know who we get, but we've got to change the culture. No matter what, we have got to get someone in there to bring back discipline and Steeler football, which is running and defense. We've got a great running back in Najee Harris. We have talent on the defensive side. It needs to be disciplined for this team to actually perform. I'm so, so tired of it. Tomlin's got to go.
MJ?
Okay.
Anything?
Okay. Nope. Maybe it's Ben staying 1 year too long. Maybe it's your garbage offensive line. You know, that could be it. Or maybe you keep trying to put up number one receivers that aren't number one receivers.
It's not a talent thing.
Yeah, but it's that's not talent. It's not even like a talent. Like, the thing is, they'd be bad either way. Like, even with, like, if they weren't head cases.
Okay. Now we're. But everyone that leaves there goes and does better somewhere else.
Le'Veon didn't.
Antonio Brown is suspended with a COVID violation.
Yeah, Kev, that has nothing to do with his play.
Antonio Brown had like
two mental breakdowns. Chase Claypool acting like an idiot has nothing to do with his play. He catches. He's a very good wide receiver.
He's a good wide receiver, decent wide receiver. But my big thing with him, though, is that, like, that's why I think I'm never a fire the coach guy ever. I was not a fire Brian Kelly guy. We're going to be real sad when we're playing in the Iowa, you know, Idaho Potato Bowl next year, when we're 9-4 or whatever we're going to be. But I'm never a fire the coach guy. But Tomlin, I am, because of the issues that he can't control his players. Ben has a mouth on him. Tomlin was always afraid to say anything to Ben. The reason that they don't even have a good backup quarterback is because Ben is a fragile ego monster head case and sobs when they choose Mason Rudolph. Then Antonio Brown, he gets ruined there. Juju comes in and he's like the coolest dude and is so fun to watch and blah, blah, blah. And then he turns into a head case. And then Claypool comes in and he's pretty chill at Notre Dame. He's one of those guys, scores a touchdown, hands it to the ref type guy at Notre Dame. He comes in and talks to Juju and all of a sudden he's an idiot. So they just have a whole culture problem in there. Mike Pouncey helped Aaron Hernandez commit murder and they kept him on the team. They're just a bunch of they're head cases. They're a horrible, terribly run organization at this point now. And it's just, yeah, it sucks. Cause like you're right. Najee Harris on a better team, if Najee Harris was on the Colts, he'd be Jonathan Taylor right now.
Maybe better.
If Ben had a decent offensive line, he'd probably still be putting up a good amount of interceptions, but he would be.
He hasn't thrown many interceptions this year.
True. Yeah. He hasn't.
That hasn't been his big issue. He's been getting sacked like crazy.
He also holds onto the ball for like 7 hours, but it's because the receivers don't get separation because they're not that great.
He has the absolute quickest release of any quarterback this season.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Look at the stat. The guy gets the ball in under 3.5 seconds. It's ridiculous.
He does because he's throwing. He can't throw more than like 20 yards.
No. Okay, if you're talking about he needs to throw a deep ball, absolutely.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like on the deep routes, he'll literally stand there. And his pump fakes, I think I sent that in the group chat to you. His pump fakes, I always forget
how exaggerated
they are. He does a complete throwing motion. He goes up here, and it comes all the way down to his hip, and then he pulls it back up. You're like, oh, my God.
It works, though.
Every time the camera's like, whoa.
One of my favorite Ben memories is literally in the 2005 playoffs where he took Champ Bailey, Pro Bowl cornerback, and made him look silly throwing a pump fake and just having him, like, completely broken ankles. So, no, yeah, it looks terrible, but it works.
I think at this point it doesn't, though, which is the issue. Like, he does the pump fake, and he's too fat and unathletic to get out of the pocket anymore. So he just does the pump fake and then just gets railed by three dudes.
Yeah. But, again, the Steelers team has some talent. They just absolutely – they have to be disciplined. The culture's got to change, and it's not going to change until you make a change of head coach.
And the Steelers have this issue where they're so offense or defense. They're never the good
at the game. I don't get it.
Our Killer Bees era, I remember sitting in Philly. I was at Lisa's sister's apartment, and we were watching that divisional game against the Jags, and they gave up 45 to the Jags.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if this team could get a defense, they would be, like, unstoppable. And now we're a couple years later, and we're like, if this team could get an offense.
Get an offense. Yeah, exactly. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. But, yeah, that's my last things last. I'm tired of it. All right, boys. We'll be back next Thursday. And we'll talk about the rest of the bowl game slate, including the college football playoff.
To lick our wounds. Yeah. From the,
we will discuss how well or not well we did.
All of our overs hit.
You took multiple unders.
I took one under. Two unders.
You took two unders. Shut up. You took two.
UAB, I always take the under. I don't know what other under I took. I'd have to look again. But
God,
it was worth it, whatever it was.
Because there's no video, he's literally wearing a hat that only says the over on it, and he's betting unders here, folks. So don't tail Justin on any of his picks. All right, thank you guys. We will see you next time, and may the odds be ever in your favor.